Hello and welcome to the July 13th edition of the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Bork from Quito, and for a weekly look at the economy and commercial real estate, I'm joined by NAREIT senior economist Calvin Schnorr. Calvin, welcome.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you.
So could you bring us up to date with the latest news on the economy and REITs?
Sure. You know, for quite some time now, we've been seesawing between two forces, between economic reopening that's been positive news for the broader market and also for REITs, and also worries about the spread of the virus. And the news that we've had over the past week is that there's been more rapid growth of new cases, especially across the Sun Belt. And so that's leading to a reconsideration of the prospects for reopening right away. Or if we do reopen, as we do reopen, it may go more slow stages rather than going fairly quickly. So overall, it was not a really busy week in terms of overall news. But it was we did get good information on one front. It answered a big puzzle that's been in the market. Of course, in the very first weeks of the crisis, we saw unemployment insurance claims skyrocketing, and that gave us an idea of how badly the labor market impact would be with the unemployment rate rising sharply. But then it's been puzzling that even after March and April, the weekly jobless claims were still running 3 million, 2 million or so week after week, which had many people worried that the crisis was spilling over from the frontline sectors into other sectors. And did this mean a deeper downturn more broadly in the economy? Well, the news we got last week was from the JOLTS report, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, and what it showed was that layoffs were very high in March and April, but by May they had actually fallen back to the pre-crisis level. They had fallen back to where they were in February, which is actually really good news. What it suggests is the very high jobless claims every week were more a delay in processing claims that had been overwhelming state unemployment agencies early on and leading some people to submit a second claim because they hadn't received benefits. It's saying that there's less spread beyond these frontline sectors, which means when we do get back towards more reopening, there's going to be fewer sectors that are really in a deep hole in terms of unemployment.
And how has the REIT sector performed?
Well, this was a quiet week in overall news, as I was mentioning. And the REIT sector was down a bit over the past week, and most of the property types were down last week. You saw, you know, residential, retail, several were down. We did have a couple that were up. The timber and the infrastructure REITs were up, and the home financing REITs were up. But, you know, year to date, the overall REIT sector is still in negative territory. All equity REITs, total return of minus 13.5%. So, it was a bit of a quiet week in terms of returns.
And what are you looking for on the calendar ahead this week?
Well, there's quite a bit of economic news coming out of activity in the month of June. We'll see industrial production and retail sales and housing starts, and those cover a pretty wide range of the economy. And I'd be looking to see if the rebound continued into the month of June. For the REITs, though, really, the market's going to be looking more at the week ahead, next week, not this week, when REITs begin reporting second quarter earnings. And we all know the numbers are going to be down. It's going to be very big declines across many sectors. But what will be more important is a discussion of the performance, like how are the tenants performing, how is occupancy changing, what's management outlook. But that's for not this coming week, but for the week ahead.
Okay. Great. Calvin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sarah.
And for more news and information on REITs and listed real estate, be sure to visit NAREIT's website, REIT.com.